And let's return to Shane Jones now, who is facing criticism for his involvement in the Mania footprints of Kupe funding from the Provincial Growth Fund. You're with us now, Mr. Jones.
Kia ora, good morning. I'm not sure what the hell happened there.
No. Well, let's see if we can find out what's happened with this funding for this project. You declared a conflict of interests in this Footprints of Kupe project. What was that conflict of interest? Why did you declare one?
Well, it raises a question. At what point does a conflict cease to be? About 4 or 5 years ago, I met on one occasion, as I recall, with the chief of Waimamaku, Whetu Naira, who's long since passed away. And then, as a consequence of that, someone, I'm not entirely sure, communicated to the government in 2014 or 15 that I was going to be the chair of a trust that would drive this project forward. I've never been the chair of a trust. And I would say that just because I turn up to a meeting and make a positive impact on people. After all, everyone wants Sonny Bill in their team. That doesn't mean I was the chairman or director. It means that I was at a random meeting 5 years ago. So I don't accept what's being said, that there's some fatal conflict of interest. And anyway, to avoid too many raru-raru, I communicated that to the other ministers, and I think I would have written a letter to the Cabinet Office, I presume.
Are you saying that your extent of your involvement with this Footprints of Kupe project was a meeting 4 or 5 years ago with one person?
I'm saying that my involvement, there were other people, it's at the Open Only pub, there were other people involved, but at the time I was in and out of New Zealand as an ambassador. To suggest that there's a long skein of involvement is an exaggeration. In fact, just to fill in the background, the only reason that Hamish Rutherford knows of this story is that I told him 4 years ago. He stayed with my wife Exactly. He was covering Winston Peters' by-election campaign, and I have been known to let strays into my house. And I encouraged him to go and talk to the people of Hokianga and other parts of the North while he was covering Winston Peters' by-election.
Okay, and let's go to the story. Shane Jones.
Sorry?
You talk about that, and he wrote a piece on the 23rd of March 2015. Hamish Rutherford wrote in Fairfax. He wrote that Winston Peters had said of the project, quote, to be chaired by former Labour MP Shane Jones, end quote. This is Hamish Rutherford's piece. Did you attempt to correct the record there?
I'm sorry, what record are you talking about?
The record of the Fairfax Stuff article in 2015 that I've just quoted from, where Hamish Rutherford's piece says that you were to be chairman of it. Did you seek to correct that?
No, I was never, ever going to be the chairman.
That's why I asked.
I don't care what Hamish Rutherford, wandering around 5 years later like some bunny boiler, says, I was never, ever going to be the chair. I was never appointed as the chair. And what have I done? I have declared a potential conflict of interest 5 years later.
And what was that conflict of interest?
Well, the conflict of interest is that I knew very well one of the proponents, the late Whetu Naira. And of course they want the big chief, Shane Jones, to be involved in these things. That doesn't mean that I am, that I was.
Have you advocated for it? Did you help them in any other way other than this one 4 or 5 years ago meeting?
Obviously, I'm a leader of the North. Anything that brings fiscal elixir and light to Hokianga, I'm always going to be supportive of. But did I sign this project off? No.
So why did you then declare a conflict of interest?
That's my point. I'm held to quite a high standard, aren't I? From 4 or 5 years ago, then I decide, okay, who knows, maybe that is the safest thing to do, to declare a conflict of interest. And I'm astounded that Fairfax are working with Acton to drum up this story. As I said, Hamish Rutherford is being very unethical here, and I'll have more to say about that during my question time in Parliament.
So having declared a conflict of interest, you are the one who's decided that. You've said, I've got a conflict of interest. Now, you've made that call, and you've said that in answers to written questions. You said, I had a conflict of interest, so I asked my ministerial colleagues to make the decision on that project in order to manage a conflict of interest. That's a direct quote from April 30 of last year in your response to Paul Goldsmith's questioning. Why then, having that self-acknowledged conflict of interest, did you attend the meeting with other ministers to decide on the financial support for it?
Just because you declare a perceived conflict of interest doesn't mean you're tongueless or voiceless.
Well, it would mean that you have a conflict of interests and therefore you aren't involved in the decision-making, wouldn't it?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. It means that you declare a perceived conflict of interest, and in no way did I influence the ability or otherwise of four other ministers to say yes or no. Well, I am listed as providing factual information that was in the public domain. Now, this Caesar's wife test that you media are trying to hold me to, you were conspicuously absent when you tried that with the when that should have happened with the last regime. This whole story's a beat-up.
So you say you just provided facts, but when I look at the Official Information Act documentation released by MB, it said that Minister Robertson had raised his concern about the broader management and commercial operations of the project, and then, quote, Minister Jones provided reassurance that as the project has Far North Holdings Limited, the commercial arm of the Far North District Council involved in the governance structures, he was comfortable their presence would alleviate any concerns on this issue. It then goes on to say Robertson was comfortable to sign off knowing this mitigation was in place. So it looked like you did have a pretty big role in deciding whether or not it got the green light.
Well, other than you narrating what one of the 35 officials, far too many I now realise sitting in these meetings, recorded, what is your point? You're just stating a fact, and the fact that you've reflected is that it was public knowledge, this report, this project, involved the Far North District Council.
So you think it's appropriate to have a conflict of interest and then advocate for the project anyway?
Guyon, you're better than this. You are actually doing what Hamish Rutherford has done, that bunny boiler, and you're insinuating
asking you questions, and that's actually my job, Mr. Jones.
No, you're not actually doing your job. You are marrying two fictions together. I was present at a meeting after I had declared a conflict. It is not necessary for physically me to leave every meeting. I may find myself in very few meetings.
So you maintain you've done nothing wrong?
I did not approve. I did not sign off. I did not fund this project. Neither have I ever been an office holder on any organisation to do with this project. This story only came to be because Hamish Rutherford got it when he lived for 3 days in my house with my wife, and I'll have more to say about that during question time.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Shane Jones there, who's the Minister for Economic Regional Development and the Minister in charge of the Provincial Growth Fund.